Hi, welcome back to Battle Plan. Demons stole my childhood. That's today's title. Matthew 17:18. Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of him and the child was cured from that very hour. Luke 9:42. And as he was still coming, the demon threw him down and convulsed him. Then Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the child, and gave him back to his father. A few years ago, I was doing a spiritual warfare seminar in Central Texas. On the second night of the seminar, a man came up to me and asked me to come to his home the next day. I went with one of the church leaders the next morning to the man's home and heard his story, a story he'd never told anyone. Here's what he said. I grew up in Miami, Florida, as the youngest of four boys in a small home where all four of us slept in the same bedroom on two sets of bunk beds. My father was a truck driver, and he was gone for days at a time, but my mother was a very loving and committed Christian who read to us from the Bible every single day. In the middle of the night, one night, I woke up to the strange sound of chains rattling and the smell of sulfur. Now, I slept on the bottom bunk in that bedroom with my three brothers, and I was apparently the only one who heard it. I sat up and looked around the room in the dim light, suddenly seeing small beings rise up through the floor and standing around the room. They reminded me of little gnomes or imps or unusual monkeys. I wasn't afraid because they sort of seemed like cartoon characters. But I immediately realized they were from the unseen realm, which the Bible had talked about. I knew there were angels and demons in Scripture and thought to myself, okay, this is what demons look like. The first night, they didn't scare me at all. I simply rolled over and went back to sleep. But they came back every single night. And the more I saw them, the more real they seemed and the more fearful I became. They kept me awake for hours at a time. Soon I began to put my pillow over my head each time I heard the sound of the chains, trying to ignore them, hoping they would leave quickly, but usually they didn't. One of the scariest parts was that no one else ever heard or saw them but me. When we got a little older, we got a small old TV in our bedroom. When the demons would show up, I would turn the TV on to a religious channel or a Christian music channel. And this usually would make them leave pretty soon. They wouldn't stay as long with that was as sound was going on in the room. Demons hate to be where God is being praised and honored. One night when I was still very young, a big one showed up. He walked sort of hunched over, leaning forward, which made him even scarier and creepier. But the reason he walked like that was because he was so big. He was huge. His back was scraping the ceiling as he walked through the house. I heard him coming before I saw him. And once he showed up the first time, he came every night. He was terrifying and hideous. The first time he showed up, I heard him coming down the hallway toward our bedroom. The bathroom was right beside our bedroom. And when the huge demon reached the door to our bedroom, he stopped and stared at me and our eyes met. And then he turned and went in the bathroom. From that night forward, I wet the bed every night. I realized that I could handle being made fun of for wetting the bed, but I could not handle the thing in the bathroom. Now, when he got to this part of the story, telling me this of his childhood, he stopped and he stared at me in the face and he said, "They stole my childhood from me." I was 7 when it started. Then he showed me around his house, and all around the man's house were crosses, framed verses, and Bibles. He knew firsthand that our unseen enemies are real and that symbols and prayer can keep them away. He learned to overcome, and so can you. So let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.